Our next speaker is not going to talk about LLCs, and it was kind of my idea. So for those of you that are saying, why is this on the program, you can blame me. But as a business lawyer who forms a lot of LLCs, I get a lot of questions like, you know, now that I've done, I don't need to do anything else right to protect my name. I've made my filing with the Secretary of State, or I've filed my assumed name. I'm good to go. Nobody will sue me over the use of this name. And, of course, most of us know that's not right. But I thought it would be helpful to have somebody tell us about just kind of an overview of the landscape of IP, name use, name registration, copyrights, all those kind of things that we don't normally deal with, but probably ought to be at least thinking about a little bit. And we're very lucky to have Jeff Becker come speak. He's a UT grad, go Horns, both law and at the engineering school. And Jeff's bio says that in the late 80s, early 90s, he decided to start a trademark practice at Haynes and Boone, and it's now grown into one of the biggest practices in the country, biggest groups of lawyers thinking about the trademark law and IP. So, Jeff, thank you for being here.
That's very nice for the stranger in the group here. There we go. So here's kind of what we put in the program: overview of trademark, related IP issues for business lawyers, including what is a trademark, how brands and trademarks are protected, what's the difference between a trademark, trade secret, copyright, patent. But really, I want to make this a value to you. So in a second, I'm going to ask you questions that you are hopeful that I'm going to cover. Okay, I may not answer them right away, but if I've got a slide on it, I'll kind of incorporate that. But there may be things that you're wondering about that you were hoping that I was going to talk about today. And so in a second, I'm going to ask you to raise your hand, and hopefully a few of you will actually, you know, tell me what you want to hear about or particular questions you want me to answer. In the meantime, while you're thinking about that, I'm going to give you the takeaway. Okay, and the takeaway is that doing a search to see if a name is available at a Secretary of State to form your entity is mutually exclusive from doing a trademark search to see if the name's available for use registration. Okay, they are totally different. The processes are different. The databases are different. There's no overlap. When you go do a search, when you inform an entity at a Secretary of State, you've probably, I don't know if you've seen the language, there's a paragraph that says basically, congratulations, here's your entity. Oh, but by the way, you may not be able to use this name because there may be a senior party out there that's got senior trademark rights that can sue you for infringement. So that's, has anyone ever seen that language? Okay, great. I'm just wondering if anyone ever sees it. It's there in your incorporation documents, okay? On the flip side, on the trademark side, when you have a trademark search done, we search lots of stuff. One of the things we don't search is Secretary of State filings. So you may get, a trademark lawyer may say, oh yeah, this name's available for use and registration as a trademark, and then you go to try to form that business under that name and you get blocked, okay? They are mutually exclusive. If you wanna be clear and have, you know, low risk on both sides, you gotta do both searches. Okay, is there anything, that's the takeaway. If you walk away and anyone remembers that, I'll feel successful. But any other issues that anyone wants to be sure I address or a question that you've been wondering about?
I have one for you. I get this question. When should I do a trademark search? You know, what kind of business, what's the risk area that I'm going to run into an infringement?
Great. So if they're going to be marketing, if you're forming an entity just to be a holding company or a subsidiary that no one's going to see and no one's going to market, no reason to do much of a trademark search. It's only if you're going to be using that name to market something publicly, then you should be doing a trademark search to see what's the level of risk of that. Any other quick questions, issues? Okay. Please feel free to interrupt. Okay. I will feel unsatisfied if I get through this and no one asks the question and interrupts me. Okay, so here's kind of the landscape. So when you're talking about intellectual property, there's kind of four main buckets. Patents, those are inventions, kind of new ways of doing things. Copyrights, those are expressive things, movies, songs, graphics, computer code, things are expressive.